Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. We're talking about the laws of Hazakah, the 3-year term that somebody has to stay on their land, where we presume that they're the owners, even if they don't have a bill of sale. They have to also have Edim who saw them on that land for 3 years, who saw them eating from the crops of that land. A single pair of witnesses or two or more pairs of witnesses could come and give testimony about the fact that they were there for 3 years. Here we'll talk about what if there are witnesses that are edim zomemin, which are witnesses who gave false testimony about the hazakah. What happens to those false witnesses? We call them edim zomemin. Usually, we say that what happens to them is kasher zamam. Whatever unfortunate situation they were trying to put somebody else in with their testimony, they also would have been liable to. So how does that apply over here where they're testifying about a hazakah? Mishnah says, Hayu shenayim me'idin oto she'achala shalosh shanim. If there are two witnesses testifying that they know that the occupier, the person who is there currently, ate from the crops of the field for 3 years, v'nimse'u zomemin, and it's found out that these witnesses were zomemim, that they were liars, that they gave false testimony, which means two other witnesses showed up and said that the original witnesses couldn't have been there because they saw them somewhere else. So they couldn't possibly know. We say, mishalimin lo et hakol, they pay the property's real owner the entire value. They were plotting to make him, the real owner, lose his entire field. So therefore, they now have to pay him for the entire field. Another case here in the Mishnah will tell us how that penalty is paid when the chazakah was testified by several sets of witnesses who were then all found out to be edim zomemin. Shenayim barishona, ushnayim basheniya, ushnayim bashelishit. If the testimony for the chazakah was given by 3 sets of witnesses, two people testified about the first year, 2 other people testified about the second year, and 2 other people testified about the third year. And all of these people were plotting witnesses. They were planning a big conspiracy to try and give ownership over to the person who was squatting on that field. All 3 sets of witnesses were found out to be lying. Mishalimin benehem. We divide the actual value of the field that they were testifying about. And therefore, mishalishin benehem. We split the payment of what that field was worth by three. And they all pay the real owner of that property 1/3 each and give him back the full value. We assume that all of these witnesses that were being brought are plotting together and they want to cause the true owner to lose out on the land. So therefore, the penalty that they have to pay is divided equally amongst them. Testimony about a hazakah could be given by witnesses even who are related to each other. Usually when it comes to Edut, you have to have witnesses who have no relationship. Here we're saying they could even be related to each other as long as they're not testifying about the same part of the Hazakah. So here we'll talk about a Hazakah that was testified on by brothers. Shelosha achim ve'ahad mistaref imahem. If there were 3 brothers who all testified about year 1 of the Hazakah, and there was 1 other person who wasn't related to them, who combined with each one of them, so he testified to the entire 3 years of the Hazakah. Hare elu shalosh eduyot. They're considered to be 3 separate testimonies, and the Hazakah is valid, even though relatives can testify with each other, as long as each one of them is giving testimony about a different time period. So they have 3 brothers, they're giving testimony about year 1, year 2, and year 3 separately, and then that other witness, the 4th man, was mistaref, grouped together with each one of the brothers during their testimony, it all worked. There were 2 testimonies, there were 2 witnesses testifying in every year of the Hazakah, and therefore it works. But when it comes to testimony about if they were plotting witnesses, if they were planning on hurting the real property owner, they're considered to be 1 testimony in that regard. As we just said, when it comes to the Hazakah, we view all 3 years as separate entities, and therefore the 3 brothers are allowed to testify, even though they can't testify during the same year. And they're considered to have had no relationship to each other with that testimony, because all the years have different people giving testimony, and they're not linked to each other. It's just years 1, 2, and 3. When it comes to over here, the Edim Zomemim, what we say is that all of these 3 years are 1 long term. And therefore, the brothers who are in cahoots together trying to give false testimony, all four of the witnesses who are giving testimony have to be found to be zomemim. That's the law. It can't be some of them were fake witnesses, some of them were real. All of them have to have been plotting witnesses in order for a penalty to arrive. So therefore, all the four witnesses here, three people, which were all brothers, and then the fourth individual, if they're found to be edim zomemim, the penalty is divided equally amongst them. And they have to pay for the value of the land, and over here, they'd have to compensate the rightful owner fully. But it has to be that all of them were proven to be edim zomemim. You can't leave one out. If one was left out, then all of them topple, and there's no edut being offered, and therefore nobody would have to compensate the owner.